They're the worst chairs. As though everyone at this festival is morbidly obese, these chairs are the worst fucking chairs.
Welcome back to Bastard Radio.
Yeah.
Wow. It has been a long time since we've done this.
Yeah.
The great Nick Mullen is here.
Thanks for having me.
Nick is not mocking me. He also lost his voice.
No, yeah. I got a different laryngitis. Whatever Lewis has is the gay one. I got the fucking... I got the one that's cool.
And also, you guys have been watching him kill all fucking weekend. Tim Dillon is here as well. Come on now. Tim,
thank you for having me.
Please, you brought this up to me. The first show that I think ever happened in Skankfest history was Real Ass Podcast at the Creek and Cave with the three of us. Yeah. So Bastard Radio was born at Skankfest, the first show in the history of Skankfest.
And we weren't paid then. We were not paid. Yeah. I don't think we'll be paid now, and that's okay.
But this is where Skankfest ends.
Yeah.
By the way, I brought a gun. And I'm going to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
Steven Paddock, I see you're 57, and I say...
Yeah.
Maybe I can be the Aaron Judge of bodies this year.
The mic's... Okay, the mic's going in and out. It's good.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Imagine.
Where what is this?
I think the mics also have laryngitis.
Yeah.
I think they're also kind of fucked.
If Stephen Paddock didn't do that, he would have been here tonight. There's no way. Yeah. There's no Stephen Paddock is the definition of a real ass dude.
Lewis, me and my possibly Vietnamese wife love you so much.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part about that guy. He had a little squat toad kind of Asian wife.
A Filipino, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she went right back the day before.
Yeah, right.
Just in case.
Yeah.
She goes, he seems weird. I'm going to head to Manila and sit it out. Something's weird. Something's up with that.
I don't know who Stephen Paddock is.
Of course you don't.
I fake laugh.
Of course you don't.
Because he doesn't work at mintcomedy.com. Yeah, right. That's why you don't know who he is, because he's not making you any money.
Shout out to mintcomedy.com.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of the Cumtown fans that are stealing this and sharing this on various Discords.
Yeah.
There's no way they're paying mintcomedy.com. Cumtown fans have figured it out.
Mintcomedy.com has made $13.
Look, we're doing something a little bit different here, okay? So we're doing, obviously, Bastard Radio, but we decided to steal Andy Kindler's State of the Industry address, and we're going to do our own State of the Industry address and talk about the past year in comedy and the things that have happened. We haven't gotten together in a very, very long time.
Long time.
So this is great. This is a great thing. Mm-hmm. Nick, what are you? Every time I see you, you look like you're in a different part of the apocalypse.
Yeah. What part is this? I don't know.
I don't know, like the fucking part where you've just given up and been like, you know what, it's kind of cool.
I guess I am.
It's like a Thompson-esque.
I kind of, no, I'm like, I've not been well. I keep getting fucking COVID over and over again. And so I've decided to become vegan, so I got cover. When people are like, what's wrong with you? You look like you have HIV. I'm like, no, I'm just being nice to animals. That's what it is.
Are you vegan now?
Yeah, I'm vegan.
Are you vegan?
I am.
How long?
Like 6 months.
Wow.
I think it's not a thing. For whatever reason, I've met a lot of people in 2022. It's not fucking like, it's not like a weird thing anymore.
It's not.
It's like, remember how like ecstasy you just used to be for gay guys?
Yes.
And then at a certain point, it was like, oh, we can all do this.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the 2022 for that's veganism. Vegan,
yeah.
It's Molly. It's doing Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look.
I don't even know. This probably has milk in it. I think I fuck this shit up all the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm vegan now. I'm just stepping on birds everywhere. Just killing squirrels.
We're in Los Angeles, we believe in eating meat. We're in a meat cult.
Yeah.
LA comics, we believe in eating meat and rape.
Yeah. Nothing but meat and raping.
It's funny, the mental image of like drugging and raping a female LA comedian by putting roofies in like some baby back ribs.
No, I wrap it up in a piece of turkey like she's a dog, and then I feed it to her.
Yeah. Turkey leg.
Yeah. So
Lewis had a gun shoved in his ass today.
I did have a gun shoved in his ass today. Were you guys all
during one of the classier segments of the?
Were you guys all here for that?
Dude. He charged Nick. I don't know if you know this. He charged two really fat guys, $1,500.
Motorcycle twins.
Yeah, these are two.
to drive into his ass.
Big guys. He charged him $1,500 to watch the go into
gun
his ass.
Actually enter my asshole.
In addition to their ticket, he charged them $1,500. Yeah. To stand behind and watch the gun go in his ass.
I'm making him buy me drinks all night.
Yeah. Well, you're honest. You know what's a shame is you are legitimately the best businessman in comedy.
He is.
You are. You really are. You're like the Bill Gates. I was saying to Dave earlier, Skanksfest is like the podcast is kind of like your Microsoft.
Yeah.
But this is your Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah. This is right. This is it. He's this is as far as Joe Rogan would have gotten if he had Down syndrome.
the jury's still out. Yeah. I don't know.
This is the Joe Rogan experience if Joe had Down syndrome. Yeah. He'd have a hat like this and he'd be having guns put in his ass.
I'm still not convinced.
For $1,500.
God damn it, fuck that funny. All right, so look, let's go back to the beginning of the year, guys.
Okay.
Last year at Skankfest, we had Bob Saget, and then just a couple months later, he fucking...
killed himself.
He killed himself, and then Nikki Glaser wrote a beautiful tribute.
Yeah.
What? She wrote a beautiful tribute.
I imagine that she just was writing that song anyways and sent it to Bob Saget, and he was like, I gotta make it look like an accident, so she doesn't know this is the reason.
No, but isn't that what happened? She already wrote the song, and then Bob Saget died, and she changed like five words. That's a true thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I heard, look, I'm friends with Nikki, so I watched. I watched maybe 2.5 seconds of the song, and I was like, I can't do this to my friend.
Right.
To witness this.
Yeah, I'm friends with her too, and Legion of Skanks made a 2-month-long bit about it. I love
it's
Nikki,
not a bad,
but fuck that. If you're her friend, she should be shamed for it.
It's not a bad song.
Yes, it is.
It's not a bad song. I met him in the green room. That's what, as far as I got. But
how did it go? It was so fucking bad. Can we play a second of it, Bobby?
Yeah, I was good. I don't even remember it.
Please, the Nikki Glaser Bob Saget song. What was it called? It's not called I Love You, Bob Saget.
What an inspired name.
Oh, it's a song for Bob. Hell yeah, dude. This guy just won a free shot at tequila. Come on, dude. Come get it, you pussy. Here, Nick. Nick, pour it into his mouth because I know he's going to come if you do it. Yo, come take a shot. Yeah, dude. Come take a shot of tequila. Give it up for this guy.
I don't know how much a shot is into a mouth.
This guy looks like every character witness in a rape trial.
There you go.
He's like, nah, man. He's a good dude. He's my
job.
Yes, give it up for Dadam Friedland. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Three people booed and they thought they started chanting Lewis. And it turned into a Lewis chant with like the other retarded people in the crowd. Thank you, guys. Do you have the Nikki Glaser song? Let's hear it.
With all the bass in there, drowning out the lyrics.
I hope she writes a song when I die. It was a fat fuck. He made fun of me. He's a fat piece of shit. And now he's dead.
He was nice to my face.
He was nice to my face. And every other minute, he shit-talked me. And then I saw him in the Comedy Store parking lot, and he said, that's just what comics do.
All right, thank you. Oh, shit. So, let's see. There's a lot of deaths right in the beginning of the year. Louis Anderson dies of lymphoma. Amazing Jonathan dies of heart failure. Fuck those guys, I guess. And this was a big deal. This was a big deal in the world of comedy, guys. And a lot of people are blaming violence at comedy clubs for this incident. But on March 27th, 2022, Will Smith jumped on stage and slapped the shit out of Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Women's.
Look, these people don't know how to feel. It's like on one hand, a black person is being hit. And on the other hand.
So wait, let me get the premise of the year in the review is we recycle bits from January.
Yes.
It's like, right, we're gonna do what Andy Kindler did.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna panic and immediately go to old bits from January about the Oscars.
This has nothing to do with beer at all. Yeah.
Like, no, this is the year in comedy.
It's in
comedy.
Yeah, well, okay.
It's the state of the industry address.
Yeah, well, that was unfortunate.
I explained this to you guys 15 fucking times in detail.
What would you have done? Because I picture you at the Academy Awards and you're presenting an award, because in 10 years, the country's over anyway. Putin's nuked us 10 years later. You're at the Academy Awards somehow.
Ladies and gentlemen, businessman Louis J. Gomez presenting the award for Best Black Lady of the Year. She doesn't even need to be in a movie. We just picked a black lady. The fatter the better at the Oscars.
Yeah. So someone goes up, Will Smith goes up to attack you. You're a violent Hispanic person.
Ladies and gentlemen, violent Hispanic businessman, Louis Jacob.
You're a violent Hispanic entrepreneur. What do you do in that situation?
I mean, I think you fight back, don't you?
Yep, I guess.
You never stop fighting, dude. Not on the streets, not at the Oscars. You always keep fighting.
You fight. So you go
I think it turns into a fucking fight on stage at the Oscars, me versus Will Smith.
Really? Yeah. You fuck him up. You go to Jada.
Probably not. Will Smith could probably beat my ass. If I had a guess.
You think Will Smith beat you?
He played Muhammad Ali, right?
It doesn't matter, though. That's
acting, Lewis. That's not real. That's a movie, Lewis.
That woman's also destroyed that man's soul. He has no confidence anymore.
Right.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, he's rich as fuck. He's in great shape. And then wouldn't he have trained to box as Muhammad? I think I have a theory that all rich people have personal trainers and they, like, secretly learn Krav Maga in their basement.
You know? I'm going to tell you right now, that is, from my personal experience, that is untrue.
You also trained for, like, a real fight.
Though. No, I do. I'm kidding. I could probably beat up Will Smith, but I don't think it'd be as easy
as trying out being humble. For 2022. Humble Lewis.
The first time ever.
Now that he's had a gun in his ass, he's like, maybe I've been thinking about the world the wrong way. Maybe I gotta ease up a bit. Now that I know how women feel.
Yeah.
Now that I've had a gun in my body.
Baby James is like, there was a turning point in my father's life. He had a plastic gun shoved in his ass in Vegas.
That's crazy that's legal, that a man can put a gun in
his ass. It's definitely not legal.
But a woman can't get an abortion. I feel like the fucking gun in the ass.
Well, women are now going to get abortions the exact way Lewis today, where you just put a fake plastic gun.
Oh, no, we're getting your baby a tattoo before it's born at Skankfest.
Yeah, dude, we're giving out free abortions in the Sheath Lounge at Skankfest.
We're getting your baby... We're going into your pussy to give your fetus a swastika tattoo.
Yeah.
And if it happens to die, that's not an abortion. Your baby was just too cool.
Yeah. Fuck.
Who else
so
died?
Do you think that Will Smith slapping Chris Rock has now made people feel empowered to start striking comedians, because this has happened a lot. Comedians are getting fucking attacked on stage.
Is that true?
Someone just threw a bottle of beer at Ariel Elias.
That was me.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, another woman comic? Fuck this. And I threw a beer at it.
I feel like people that are going to do that don't need to feel emboldened, but maybe they are. I don't know.
Yeah, man, neither do I. I think people have been attacking comedians.
Honestly, if I was 10 minutes into a fucking hour-long set, somebody came up and slapped me in the face, I'd be like, great, give me my settlement for the weekend. I'm off work. You just owe me money.
Yeah, I don't see a real issue.
I don't give a shit.
Who cares?
I was going to humiliate myself anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's worse, getting slapped in the face or dating's real hard these days? I can't find anybody to love.
Yeah.
Nick, Which one feels worse?
I love how much Nick hates doing stand-up comedy.
I hate it.
He hates it. Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know, man. Look, what would you do if somebody came up and said, just slapped you?
I would, if it was Will Smith, I'd tuck his dick.
Right there, he dropped
I would suck Will Smith off at the Oscars in front of it.
Yeah.
Can we get
and, who, by the way,
let's
who
get got, the mic.
Are these mics from Mattel? Where? Who paid for
Why would I have to be the person to say, get Tim another mic? We have 15 fucking producers here that are tripping on acid that should have been able to hear that.
We have 15 producers on mescaline that have no idea where they are.
Yeah, let's get him another microphone, please. Thank you, guys.
It's all right. It's
that
fine. Even,
is that happening, or are we just looking?
Well, I'll figure it out. I'll work with it.
It's fine.
I'll work with it. We're in a movie theater. Theaters 1 through 5. I feel excited to just be here.
All right, so what is this
space, by the way? I've been trying to figure it out.
A homeless shelter. The homeless of Vegas were removed. Lewis and Rebecca Trent went around paying homeless people to leave.
No, it really
if they
like,
didn't want to work.
This is the kind of thing like the Soviets would build at a world fair to mock capitalism.
Right.
This is gonna be like, look how fucked up it is.
Yeah. I mean, look at the diamond cages. I mean, it's just disgusting.
What is that?
Yeah, no, the whole venue.
I haven't even seen this.
It's disgusting.
They have this shit in the background at LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio. Yeah. Notoriously shitty club.
Somehow, by the way, I drove by like 15 really nice convention centers to get here.
Yeah.
Every one, I was like, oh, Lewis, fuck yeah. I got here, there was a dusty, bloody homeless guy.
Right.
Because that's Vegas homeless. It's just dust and blood.
You have to go past all of the clown-themed casinos to get to whatever the fuck this is.
I literally said to the guy, the homeless guy, I was like, is this the Skank Fest? And he goes, I think so. I was like, all right.
He's like, hey, you got a vein I could borrow?
Yeah.
I don't know how it's going to work, but maybe we shoot you up and then you fuck me. I want that high somehow.
Oh, shit. I can't believe SiriusXM turned the show down.
Fucking SiriusXM. Pieces of shit.
That's psychotic.
They turned us down just so Russell Brand could talk about viruses or whatever.
By the way, I'm watching eight producers freak out and try to find a microphone right now.
It's all right. We'll figure it out. It's okay.
It's okay. It's fine. All right.
I want to see them fight over it, Tim.
So, all right, April 3rd, 2022.
What happened to February, March? You just completely just said we're not.
Nothing really happened.
No Black History Month stuff whatsoever. We're cutting that out.
I'm skipping over some stuff because are we going to talk about T.I.?
Yes, let's talk about T.I.
T.I., fine.
Rubber Band Man.
T.I. got booed after a comedy set at Barclays Center.
Dude, hold on. Honestly, the confidence of T.I. to write a lyric wild as the Taliban in like 2003, like 2 years after 9/11.
Yeah.
He was the first guy to be like, fucking Osama's actually pretty cool. He does not appreciate it enough for that. South Park wasn't even doing that.
Have you seen T.I.'s comedy yet?
No, but I'm sure it's better than 99% of what stand-up comedy is.
Lewis has so many spelling errors in this. Yeah. He doesn't know how to spell shout. Yeah.
He doesn't know how to spell T.I.
Yeah. He's the only... Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, right. Hey, thank you.
Oh, fuck, that was a perfect joke. No, this was Mike Harrington put this list together for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the buck, Louis.
Louis C.K. wins Best Comedy Grammy.
Yeah, he wins the Grammy for Best Comedy Album. The great Louis C.K. returns, and he wins.
It says Louis T.I.
Louis T.I. Gilbert Gottfried dies of ventricular tachycardia.
Gilbert Gottfried died?
He's dead.
What if that's how I found out?
He died at Skankfest.
Yeah, I just remembered. Yeah.
We did. By the way, Gilbert Gottfried and Danny Tanner, whatever his name is, Bob Saget. Their last festivals were Skankfest. No, I felt like an in memoriam thing. I'm saying we actually probably killed them.
Yeah. It's a storied career that ends with Skankfest. That's real.
He's done a lot.
It's beautiful.
All right, so all this tragic stuff happens, and then the most tragic thing that happened in April was Brendan Schaub releases Gringo Poppy on April 28th, 2022.
I don't understand the Brendan Schaub hate, right? Because, I mean, obviously I understand it. But like,
right.
But everybody's doing it now. You know what I mean?
It's people are very angry.
Well, it's like, because comedians are all like emotionally stunted people.
Yes.
And it's like somebody broke the day. I don't know who it was, but one guy was like, what if we made fun of the retarded kid?
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, get him!
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck.
Thank you. The great Mike Harrington.
Right, here's a reality. Brandon has a legal right to do comedy.
Yes.
That's we live in America, and he is legally allowed to do stand-up comedy.
And that's a country I love.
And it's a country I love.
You know, so what are you?
I know, but it's like it's sitting on Brendan Schaub is like, you know that scene in The Simpsons where Marge is like, Homer, there's that bird you like to argue with. Yeah. And then he goes and he argues to the parrot. It's like, who's watching that? And it's like, really thinking like, oh, I got to tell this guy he's bad.
What if in 10 years he becomes the greatest comedian to ever? Like, what if he starts with Carlin level, prior, brilliant shit?
I don't know if he can ever get to Carlton level. Yeah, look, it's the button in the room that you're not supposed to push because we all want to get on Joe Rogan, and I just couldn't stop pushing that button. What do you want me to say, dude? If somebody says, don't push that button, you're going to push that button, you know? And I watched it happen with him. I went on Tim Dillon's show, and he just could not push that button.
I did. We talked about it.
I know. When Gringo Poppy came out, you were like, yeah, it stinks.
No, here's the deal, Brendan. He's a nice guy. He's genuinely a nice guy. Like, he's a nice guy.
He said nice guy seven times in a row.
He's not Richard Pryor. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rogan thinks he's the greatest comedian in the world either.
Yeah.
I don't think Rogan's like, Brendan, man, here's the bus. It's a fucking bus, man. Did you see the thing at Dead Man about the lion? It's fucking a lion, man. It's fucking nuts, man. Lions are real. And they're out of his house, man. It's brilliant. No.
All right, so moving on.
That's the reason. It's because of the Rogan thing. I really thought it was comedians were worried that he was going to, like, do karate at them.
It would be funny if he started beating up everyone. Like, if he just came in here right now and just started beating the shit out of all of us, it would be fun.
I've lived my entire life that way. That's how it's always gone.
How many Skank fans do you think it would take to beat up Brendan Schaub?
He would kill everyone in this room. He would just throw it.
Someone's like, quick,
run.
Quick, get the gun out of Lewis's ass. Get the emergency killing Brendan asshole gun.
Andy Letterman grabs it out of his ass. That's the end of Skank Fest.
We shoot Brendan Schaub in the head and we go, thank you, see you next year. So May 3rd, 2022, Dave Chappelle is attacked on stage by a man armed with a knife.
Yes.
Says, this is it. This is what's happening, dude. Will Smith opens the floodgates. Now people are just jumping up on stage trying to attack people. And, that happened. He was fucking attacked and then they beat the shit out of him.
It must be tough for you, someone who has never tried to bring violence into comedy in any capacity. You keep them so separate.
I'm sorry that I'm not.
There's a ring outside right now that homeless people are crawling into to kill each other. Do you think maybe you're blurring the lines a bit?
Bum fights back for Skanks Fest?
Maybe comedians should stop being such fucking pussies and start punching each other in the face a little bit more. That's what I say.
No, I'm going more pussy, dude. I'm going to start every show. I'm going to have like a wire hooked up to my ass. And then I'll bait people until they run on the stage. And then I get lifted by my asshole. Just dangling above them like a spider pissing and shitting myself. I'm like, get me now. Try to stop me now. And then it's just humiliating for everyone.
Am I the only one who liked seeing Dave Chappelle get attacked?
I don't know if I saw that. It was at the Hollywood Bowl, right?
Yeah. They did fuck that guy up. But, you know, Dave Chappelle's all preachy and shit. I was like, you know what? He deserves to be punched every once in a while. KGC, his fucking last special was crazy.
I didn't see. I watched a little bit of it. It was intense.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking. It I would call it a drama.
Yeah.
It's a dramedy. Dave Chappelle's doing dramedy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is he here? Is he behind me? What's happening right now? all right. So, May 6th and 12th. Brendan Schaub.
This is all just Brendan Schaub.
It's all Brendan Schaub.
I love it.
May 6th and 12th.
Yeah.
By day. What is that?
Brent drops off his pre-tour jeans at the
what did he do? May 6th, he invaded the Ukraine. Brendan Schaub invades Ukraine on May 12th and demands.
Brendan Schaub accidentally speaks Ukrainian trying to say his own name. He sounds like a garbage disposal dying.
Brendan Schaub gets exposed for bullying Bobby Lee and his girlfriend Kalila Kuhn.
Wait, hold on. What?
Is that the pronunciation of her last name?
Kalila Kuhn. Is it
and
a Kuhn?
His girlfriend, Kalila Porch Monkey. And I. He tried every slur out to find the one that fit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. It's K-U-H-N. What is that you're saying?
I guess it is. Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I can't think of a different way to say it, but maybe we should have handed it off to someone else.
Yeah.
Kalila the Kuhn. On an episode of H3 Podcast, he then went on their podcast, Tiger Belly, a week after to hash it out. It was truly the gayest week in the history of comedy.
Hey, hold on. I have no idea what this is. Now you've gone too far into the Schaub. This is like deep Reddit stuff, Louis.
Yeah, dude.
No, I mean, fine, but Louis, you shouldn't be this far into whatever's happening.
Louis didn't do any of this.
Yeah.
Louis did not read and then copy and paste it. This was handed to him by someone.
A year in review, May 12th, Brendan Schaub DMs Chris D'Elia and says,
yeah,
and he's referring to
Louis
the,
is like on January 15th, Chris D'Elia drove by Calabasas High School at 9 a.m. He was spotted on a.
Yeah, didn't that happen this year too?
Yeah.
The D'Elia stuff?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Well, I don't think it, I don't think
it's all been one big year.
I don't think it's ended really.
Yeah, it's never not happened.
I think the people found out he was a pedophile, then he was like, okay, well, what am I gonna do? Stop. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
I got bills to pay, pal.
It's like getting herpes. You're like, sweet, now I can just fuck everyone without a condom.
Yeah, I tested positive.
Stop! Put out a statement. He's like, "Hey, come on, let's. We're all adults."
Yeah, right.
Not all of us.
Oh, you got me. I guess I'll just not be a pedophile anymore. The way it always goes with pedophiles, where you go, "Now there he is," and then they're like, "All right, I'm done.
I'll turn the switch.
I'm done now. You guys,
I'll turn the switch off."
I'll go to a different church and I won't. I'll be fine there.
40-year-olds are hot too.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's never apologized, right? Is that all the people want? Is him just to apologize and then they'll say
it's hard to apologize for that.
For pedophilia, right?
Well, it's not pedophilia, right? It's a heap of. It's like the other one.
Yeah, where you
feel like
where
17.
You fuck child Jews?
Yeah, where you fuck child
I'm
Jews?
I'm a hemophiliac.
I think he did apologize. I think he came out and said, "I have a problem," and then I think he just moved on.
Whoever created that distinction should be fired from the dictionary. You know, that was the only word he brought to the table that year. He's like, "How about if you don't want to fuck kids, but like, if they're kids but they got pews, we do a word for that."
Yeah.
And Merriam-Webster's like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I mean, just because of the union, we got to put this one in here. But you're done, buddy. Once your contract's over, you're out of here.
But he's still out doing comedy because that's a great thing about comedy. It heals.
Yes. Not only is he still doing comedy, but he still has groupies. You can look at his like.
Yeah.
There's still women that are like,
care.
"I love you." I know, right?
Oh, they don't care.
Yeah, they're 16.
They don't care.
That's
they
true.
Don't give a shit.
They're too young to remember what he did last year.
You're right.
They were still toddlers then.
Also, I'm like, I don't know what he did. You know, it's all alleged. Yeah. But what type of woman?
You don't know what Chris D'Elia did, but you have Brendan Schaub's, the dates he went on Bobby.
You have a fucking, CIA level cable.
This is like the courtroom shit from fucking JFK.
You have more information here than these people's lawyers have.
Yeah, right. There's military time in here. That's how it's
supposed to be. I don't
Why
know.
Why did you not book him for Skankfest?
Who?
D'Elia.
D'Elia?
Yeah. Are you?
Well, I mean, it's 21 plus. Nobody could be hurt technically.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah. Because you have to make these type of decisions, and I wonder who,
He's not really in our world. D'Elia.
Okay, that's you.
Yeah. What world is that?
Yeah.
Racist podcasts.
Okay. Honestly, they really did a service to the New York comedy scene by being pedophiles and really shitty comedians. Then we got a pass, People are like, who cares about somebody saying chink?
Right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
This guy.
It's just like the New York guys are like, it's like everybody's going to jail for rape, and they're like, we are the ones that say chink. How nice is that?
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, how nice is that?
It doesn't get any better.
Yeah. It's cute.
Can I get another Makers on the Rocks, please? Yeah. Hell yeah. Thanks, boys. All right, so Kalila Kuhn, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't really care about it, but I mean, look, dude, fuck it. We invited Bobby Lee to Skankfest. He didn't come.
Yes.
So I'm on Brendan Schaub's side. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Why didn't Bobby come? Bobby would have had a great time.
Yeah. I thought he would have had a great time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of these LA guys, I think they're afraid to associate with the Skankfest world.
And why
I think
would,
it was what?
Why
I
would that be? And then just play the tape back 10 seconds ago?
I think it was the, it was the 19 articles of Newsweek about this podcast.
Right. Did you know Aaron Burr was in the Financial Times last week?
Wait,
did you see that?
Why?
FT interviewed Aaron Burr.
He's in the Financial Times. About what were they interviewing him
about? I'm reading about sovereign debt, and then it fucking comes up Aaron Burr being like, here's why I gotta say slurs on stage. Yeah. I'm like, damn, we are really in a fucking recession.
Oh my God. Sovereign debt. Come on, EBT.
All right, let's see. May 30th, 2022, the great Rich Voss is banned from Winnipeg Comedy Club for offensive remarks against indigenous women.
I didn't even hear about this. What did he say?
I did not hear about this at all.
You didn't hear what I guess I should have fucking done more research.
New York guys, you really don't know how to make the news. Right. Yeah. You better rape a few of those indigenous women if you want to get an article.
Hold on, I'll pull up the quote. Give me a second.
I just want to hear Rich Voss say indigenous women. Without fucking, without choking to death.
Yeah, dude. American comedians' racist remarks spark walkout at Winnipeg comedy show. One thing that he said was, listen, lady, I'm not your sponsor. You need to go to your next AA meeting. He's making a joke about a talent show and saying that, these ladies would likely to come up and make dream catchers. the American comedian also made jokes about hoping the women would get ticketed for driving under the influence on the way home, she recalled, which perpetuated offensive stereotypes.
That's insane to me. It's offensive to Native Americans to say that DUI should be enforced?
That's the mildest thing ever.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. It seems it's more anti-drunk than it is anti-Native American.
And then this Native American woman, or this indigenous woman, said, we can't.
Dude, this is the best part.
Lewis, please. Jesus Christ, breathe.
Guys. Why can't we be able to come out for a fun night without our indigenity? Indigenity?
Hold on, to be fair, that's a hard word.
That's a crazy word,
dude.
Indigenity?
Indigeneity?
Indigeneity.
Yeah. Being brought up without that being the center of his jokes and attacks. To see my sisters and my relatives be treated in this way, you get this sense of protection.
Wow.
Yeah, it's retarded. It's really stupid.
It completely ruined our evening.
That's why they don't run the world.
Hey,
fucking worried about jokes. You know who doesn't care about jokes? The Chinese.
Yeah, and then the Rumors Comedy Club, which, by the way, I've performed at Rumors before, they banned him. They said they have an ethical responsibility to ensure that all people are safe from insensitive racial ambushes. Boo. So, yeah, Rich Voss was canceled from Canada.
Crazy.
And that was it. Okay.
All right, here we go. Okay, now here's where we get to it. They should all go back to their fucking wigwam.
Oh, that's what he said. That was the... that, oh, that's hilarious, though. Let's see. The one that caused our table to go, right, that's it, we've had enough, and stand up and walk out in unison was when he said they should all go back to their fucking wigwam.
Rich, 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 Rich.
Have you never chanted in your life?
I don't really
Rich,
chant.
Rich, 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 Rich,
Rich. I was half in, half out.
What fucking type of rhythm was that, you fucking non-chanting asshole? How rich are you that you can't chant anymore?
You stop chanting at a certain number.
What's going on, dude?
I mean, I don't know. I feel bad. It's got to be bad to be, like, specifically, like, a Canadian native. You know what I mean? Because, like, the American ones, they were, like, genocided, basically. But the Canadians are basically like, oh, can we just live here? And then you got, like, polited out of your fucking home by the gayest people in the world. Yeah. That's got to feel bad.
That is right. It's worse than getting a smallpox blanket.
Right, yeah. Definitely. If Andrew Jackson killed my entire family, I'd be like, fuck it, they earned it. You know what I mean?
They're still allowed to go to comedy clubs.
Some Canadian guy was like, would you mind scooching a bit? Could you just keep scooching all the way to the Pacific? That'd make me feel bad about myself.
One time I was opening for Nate Bargatze in Montreal, and there was a concert in town. I want to say Creed. It wasn't Creed, though. It was an even shittier band. What's the song that Big J sang? It was fucking Nickelback. Nickelback, dude. And Canadian Native Americans love Nickelback.
Yeah.
They love Nickelback. Dude, it was fucking packed. The entire town with all these natives.
Yeah. And then, look at this photograph. It stole your soul. It's where your soul is kept. See the photograph. They're like, I love it. It's scary music, to be honest. I just love, that's our Danzig, basically, is fucking Nickelback.
Yeah, but I was opening for Nate. This is so long ago, dude. And we were just in line at McDonald's, and this giant, fat Native American woman was ahead of me in line. And whatever it was, dude, the light hit her in the right way. And I was like, dude, I want to fuck this giant, fat Native American woman.
Yeah, the light. Lewis, the cinematographer. Yeah.
She was bathed in the light something of the fryer.
Something the way the light hit her. She was keyed in such a way that I wanted.
She was heaving in a way that made me.
It was a heat lamp.
Yeah. And did you have sex with this woman?
No, she was with her brother, and she didn't speak English. She spoke some sort of, like, fucking unka-tunka shit. Like, I have no idea. We couldn't communicate. It was just like our attraction for each other was what we communicated with.
Right.
And then I just started making out with her online at McDonald's.
Okay. Is that true?
Tim, she looked just like you. I swear to God. I started making out with her, like, deep and passionately, and her brother just started getting very aggressive and angry and making, like, throat, like, guttural noises.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, ooh.
And
that
was
that.
And this was the last time Nate Bargatze gave you any work.
Yes, that was it.
That was the end.
What a show. Me opening for Nate Bargatze.
Just a bunch of Christian families.
And then you never saw her again.
Never saw her again. That's the one that got away.
That's like your Titanic, basically. Yeah. That's like your star-crossed lovers moment is you and that 300-pound fucking...
Yeah, Inuit.
Yeah.
Inuit, yeah. She was hot. I missed her, though. Rich Voss has been to Canada. Let's see.
Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian break up.
Yeah. It's a big deal in the
Lewis,
comedy.
Yeah. Lewis, this was all your idea, and this is the shittiest list.
It's everything that happened. I'm skipping the sad ones.
Comedian Teddy Ray dies in apparent drowning right after Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian break up. None of these have any relation to each other.
It's on a timeline, Tim.
In September, a little boy was raped and murdered in Hartford, Connecticut. Let's talk about that for a minute.
In September of 2022, I hired Tiffany Haddish to babysit Baby James. Her and Ari Spears. I had no idea why it was a bad idea. Her and Ari Spears came over and taught James about comedy.
I didn't hear anything about this story, but my immediate reaction when I heard Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears made child pornography, I was like, well, it's got to be funny. It's probably pretty fucking good child pornography. Yeah.
It's probably if it's nothing fucking, else, it's hilarious.
It's probably fucking hilarious, dude. I trust them as artists to be... Yeah.
You didn't see...
TV. Yeah, look, it fucking, honestly, it's fucking racist. Roman Polanski, I guarantee you, could do whatever they did.
Yeah.
And then people will be like, well, you know, he's weird. He's a weird guy.
Yeah.
And I did a show with her last week, and she's, you know, she's over.
How's she doing?
It's not great. It's not great. She said she got on stage, and she's like, you haven't lived until you've had hundreds of thousands of people talking shit about you online. And the whole audience was silent. They were just like, okay. Is she gonna? And then she did. And then she's like, you know, motherfuckers be lying.
Yeah.
They lie, imagine. And everyone's like, okay. All right. They lie, imagine. They lie.
Good for her, dude.
Good for her. Move on.
Innocent until proven guilty. I don't believe
innocent
any of that bullshit.
Until proven guilty.
I love all the
fucking
family.
It's insane to me. I'm sorry, Tiffany Haddish is a child pornographer. You expect me to just believe that?
Yeah, right.
No chance. There's no way that fucking happened.
No, that's not what happened. They made sketches with little kids, and they were doing, like, suggestive
shit. So
does
fucking Brian Singer, and he works all the time.
That's
it's racist.
Right.
It's fucking racist.
That's right. Black people should be pedophiles.
No, I mean it.
This is the civil rights issue of our time.
They should have more creative license to be able to look. If you come up with this funny sketch where you see an 8-year-old's penis, if there's anybody I trust to do it, it's Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. Certainly not Brian said. Apt Pupil wasn't worth a bunch of 14-year-old boys being molested. It's a shitty movie.
It's not a good film.
Yeah. X-Men First Class? Maybe. Maybe.
By the way, right after that, Nick Cannon has his 8th, 9th, and 10th child.
No. Well, they gotta keep making these sketches. Where are they gonna get the kid? They need to make Mad TV Junior somehow.
The Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears thing. I mean, look, they're guilty of. Are they here? What happened? I mean, what if we had them perform live the child pornography?
If Tiffany Haddish jumps off this and just lands on the stage, that would be the greatest ending to this festival.
Yeah, I did the comedy festival in Cabo with Tiffany Haddish. At one point, we were exactly in the same places in our careers.
That was probably never true. Mm-hmm. You were in the same physical location. That is not... Lewis has no idea how careers work. He's like, me and Jim Gaffigan were at the same McDonald's in Times Square. At one point, we were like brothers. It's like, that's not at all how anything works.
It's like my dad talks about doing blow with one guy that was on a Steely Dan album one time. And he's like, I could have been famous.
No, dude, I'm telling you right now, me and Tiffany Haddish were fucking neck and neck.
And you didn't rape any kids. That's the problem.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a week later, you met the love of your life in a Montreal McDonald's. And you let that slip away, too.
I did.
That had to be true love. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's fucking guttural, like, groaning at a fat Inuit.
She didn't know you were a comic. She didn't care. She liked it.
No, she didn't. She had no way to know what I was. We could only look at each other and make different noises that neither of us understood.
I could just imagine Nate just, like, rolling his eyes in the back of the
He thought it was crazy. He was like, what are you doing, man? You don't even know that girl.
That's a beautiful story.
It is a beautiful story.
It's a beautiful, beautiful tale. It is?
I'm out now.
Let's see. What else? This one's kind of done. We'll talk about it in a minute, though. What's your favorite moment from the past year, Nick? I'll say it. So we'll do some more news. Cometown ended in this past year, and you started the Adam Friedland show.
Adam Friedland's a different name. Yes. Honestly, I'm excited about it. I don't want to say too much because it's a surprise, but we got big things in
store. Tiffany Haddish is the first guest.
Tiffany Haddish doing a live kabuki play of the child rape thing that she came up with.
Andy Kindler fires shots at Louis C.K.
and Shane Gillis.
And Shane in a New Yorker article.
And Andy Kindler, who we stole this bit from. He started talking shit about Shane Gillis.
He hates everyone on this stage, by the way.
Yeah, he would hate it. By the way,
if he knew you, he'd hate you.
No, he blocked me. He blocked me on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
He blocked me, too.
Did he block you?
He hates me.
Why?
Doesn't like me.
Makes no sense. I love you.
And that's very sweet.
He's a weird, he just started to, have opinions in the last, 2 years.
Yeah, he was nice to me when we did the JFL, but I think, he doesn't like Joe. He doesn't like a lot of...
I think it's you get old and you're like, oh, I'm a dumb gimmick comic that's, irrelevant now.
And he's gonna hate, that's his thing, is to hate people.
Right,
so
exactly.
He's gotta keep hating people.
Yeah, I don't get what the point of being, a weirdo who lets politics ruin your, or run your life, Who gives a shit?
Agree, yeah.
I can't, because I guarantee you from his perspective...
you got to let comedy ruin your life.
Yeah. let the comedy ruin it.
Yeah.
No, but, I'm assuming he, looks at somebody like me or you, and he's like, oh, these right-wing weirdos.
Yeah.
And it's you're right-wing, you're Republican, but I'm the furthest thing. I'm the furthest thing from right-wing.
You're the furthest thing from a voter.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, because you're not allowed at elementary school. It's where all the voting happens.
You're the furthest thing from anyone that has an ID.
So, I guess the article, he wrote about the article. This article is celebrating hack comedy and white supremacy and sexual harassment. It's the worst article I've ever read in any magazine, and I've been a New Yorker subscriber forever. It's brainless propaganda.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, whatever, dude.
Your words?
Louis, I think he's fucking paid his dues at this point, right?
About what? You mean to come back into society?
Yeah.
I guess that's not really up to anybody,
Yeah, he's doing what he does.
He's got to just try it out. That's what we have jail for, to figure out if people paid their dues or not.
Yeah, if you commit a crime, you go to jail.
Yeah. If you jack off in front of people, it's a crime, I don't know. Thing is, the reality is...
I think it should be, if you jerk off in front of a complete stranger against their will, it should be a ticket, like a parking ticket.
You know what's fucked up about...
Not even a misdemeanor. It should be, all right, here's a violation, sir.
Yeah.
Pay this in 30 days or you gotta go to court.
You know what's fucked up about the world? If they really took everything away from him and he ended up homeless in New York, eventually you would just be jacking off in front of people.
Right, right.
On the train.
It's just a cycle. And then he'd start writing comedy again.
Yeah.
It's just a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then people will be like, can you believe that? That guy used to jack off in front of people on the train.
Now he's a brilliant comedian.
Now he's got a show on True TV.
Then he goes right into the cycle, starts jerking off in front of young comedians again.
What article was that? I don't even know.
It was a New Yorker article. Shane had a whole article written about it in the New Yorker. And it was
Stop writing articles about you, huh?
It was, no, Seth? It was, oh yeah, Seth. I think
stop writing articles about you.
He doesn't mention me at all. My fans genuinely scared him. I think they were like,
stopped writing about comedy.
No, he still writes about comedy, dude.
Oh, my
I God. Check up once in a while on his blog, his Seth Simon's...
I don't know.
What is it? Substack. I do. He has it. I see him. Like, is he writing about me? And he avoids mentioning Legion of Skanks at all. I genuinely think you guys scared him in some fucked up way, dude. I'm not encouraging that, but good job. Good job, folks.
I think that guy's like CIA or something. I don't think he's real.
It's the shittiest version. It's the shittiest department at the CIA.
Yeah, right.
Dude, there's a 50-50 shot. It's just a Nick Mullen alternative character on the internet.
Yeah, maybe. It would be pretty funny.
Hilarious.
Dude, if you were behind Seth Simons, just getting your friends canceled.
Just ruining all of our careers.
I'm hanging out with Shane all the time. I'm like, what's up, man? How are you?
That would literally be the fucking funniest thing on the planet.
That would be crazy, though. That would be psychotic. I'm not...
Yeah. No, he ended up getting really embarrassed because he wrote that article that got published.
Yeah.
And then,
saying that Chris Italia was fat.
Yeah. And then they found out that, a bunch of guys on a subreddit or the ONA forum were just feeding him fake information to be funny.
And by the way, whoever that is, thank you.
Yeah, it was...
Whoever, and you're in the room.
And then
just the premise that Chris Italia uses the computer for anything other than recipes.com. That's what I can say.
Yeah.
Doggy, then after this article comes out, right, and they let this article bake on the internet for a month or 2 months, then the people on this forum came out and they showed all of the receipts and proof about how they tricked him into feeding him fake information. And then he just completely went silent. Like, all of his tweets are protected now. He stopped talking about comedians. He's a fucking fool. Those people on that ONA forum legitimately fucking crushed that guy's soul. And they fucking rule for that. Those are good people.
And they saved comedy. And that's the Christmas story. It's a beautiful Christmas story.
It really is. Tim, what's the big thing that happened in your past year? You bought your fourth house? What was it?
No, me and Joe Rogan are opening a kill shelter. Where we're going to take neighborhood dogs and choke them out. And then skin them and eat the meat, which has a high fat content. And that's it. We're just doing stand-up and, you know, Netflix, whatever.
I went to Tim's party for Memorial Day.
Yeah, we had a Memorial Day party. Lewis came with a lovely woman.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And I went to your beautiful house, and it was great, dude. But I brought, like, a 12-pack of beer and two cases of White Claws. Two cases of White Claws, and I was like, you know, of course, you go to a barbecue, you're going to always do that. And I pull up to his house in the Hamptons, and he's got valet parking. And I was like, fuck.
So you're living in the Eyes Wide Shut house.
Yes, it's an Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah. It's an Eyes Wide Shut, except Lewis is...
Really is, honestly, if you can get to that level, that is gay excellence. To be the old man.
Yeah, it's gay excellence. Yeah, and then I ruin it by saying, Lewis, come over and eat potato salad.
Yeah, instead of
excellence, and then it's Lewis and Mike Feeney eating macaroni salad.
Lewis fucking up the password.
It's the biggest waste of money. When you're a comedian, there's no reason to have money. It's the biggest waste of money because all your friends are pieces of shit. So it's just like disgusting people. Walking around the...
You make $30 million off a podcast, and then your living room looks like Rent-A-Center, basically. Yeah.
Louis came to the party. Louis was at the party, and I said, what a year. What a couple of years this guy had. Because 2 years ago, it was Jack Nicholson in an estate by the water. And I don't live by the water. And this year, Louis, I looked the corner of my eye. Louis was eating potato salad, and he was talking to Louis, and he was enjoying it. He was actually enjoying it, and I'm like, man, what a trip.
What a ride.
What a ride it all is.
Dude, then Louis also brought his dog to your party like a fucking jerk-off. If you bring your dog to a fucking party, you're an asshole. And I had to tell him that because I just trashed Rosebud Baker for bringing her shitty dog. Yeah. And as I'm trashing Rosebud, Louis walks in with his dog, and I was like, fuck, now I got to trash Louis.
Is Louis C.K.'s dog's Red Rocket out constantly? It's like that.
He's just humping everybody's
like 101 Dalmatians where they're looking for a husband and all the dogs.
He was just humping Karen Feehan every day. And Louis's like, so what? He apologized. Yeah.
And then Karen's like, guess who has a boyfriend? Guess who finally got a boyfriend? He works at the fire station. I'm dating a firefighter. Yeah. You're like, oh, so you hear Karen's dating a firefighter.
And then
Spot. His name's Spot. He works at the fire department.
And then she fell in the pool and died.
Oh, my fucking God. Holy shit, this is a funny show. God damn it, dude.
This is the beginning of Skankfest.
Dude, I went to a crystal shop with this white lady recently, and there was a Great Pyrenees or whatever they're called on the
big
floor.
Big one, yeah.
Big white dog. And then she looks at the shop owner, and she goes, is this a golden retriever? And at first I was like, oh, this bitch is dumb. But then I was like, no, that's how you know that's a keeper. Because most of those white women, they fuck dogs. So if she doesn't know... If she has no idea what a golden retriever is, that's like, that's up there with like, what's a black guy? You know what I mean? That's basically what she said nowadays. If you think about it, in the white woman world.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Well, that's it. That's the year of comedy.
That's really the year. I mean,
the year of comedy. A lot of deaths, a lot of people accused of molesting children. Comedy.
Yeah. Has there been anybody else canceled in the past year?
You want to take one last shot at Brendan Schaub?
Yeah, you have anything left to say?
And I mean this.
Now, hold on. You guys woo that. Do you, like, hate him? I don't get it. No. He's just a simpleton.
It's just funny to make fun of him.
Oh, okay, all right.
He has a good career leaning into, like, there's a lot of really funny comedians that no one at this festival who no one's heard of. Who live in cars.
I go on the road and people come up to me and they're like, talk shit about Brendan Schaub. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
The valet said that once I was getting in my car. He's like, don't let Brendan Schaub get away with it. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? What the fuck's going on?
You know, dude, sometimes I'll be at the grocery store and the guy behind the counter, I'll be like, dude, I'm a homeless cat. Meow. And I'm like, what?
And Lewis is like, I'm just homeless.
You call me fucking homeless, and he beats the shit out of me.
I have no problem with Brendan Schaub at all. I've met him once. I thought he was a nice guy. I think people don't like when you're, you know, he's tall, good-looking, rich, and had a very easy path. You're not rooting for that guy. People like the underdog. You know what I'm saying?
But he isn't. In the world of comedy, he is an underdog.
He's an underdog.
Not really. No, he got rich and he has a lot of fans and he didn't have to do any of the hard shit that anybody has to do in comedy. So that, like, every one of us went through a time where we had multiple roommates and we're on.
I feel bad for him the way I feel bad for Hunter Biden. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not an enviable position to be in. To be a fucking millionaire whose dad's the president, you got one pair of pants and you just take pictures of your cock holding up.
That's a good point.
What the fuck else is he gonna do?
So yeah,
but
so
Hunter Biden's funny.
Yeah, Hunter Biden is a very funny guy. Yeah.
Can't help himself. Yeah, but I think that's really it. So no, like, dude, look, and I said this before, and I'll say it again. It's an open invite for Brendan Schaub to come out here to Skankfest. And if he came out, I think these fans would fucking respect him and love him for it. That dumb bitch Whitney Cummings showed up. They love her now. She's going to show up.
That's because she's selling them coke.
That dumb bitch Whitney Cummings. They all love her.
Yeah, well.
Amazing. Well, this was the start of Skankfest 3 years ago, right? Yeah. 4 years ago?
No.
5 years ago?
2016, Tim.
That was pre-Trump.
Wow.
Yeah, they blamed Skankfest for Trump getting in office in the one article. Do you remember?
That Donald Trump became president, and then Louis J. Gomez became a political kind of guy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way,
now we live in a world where Aaron Berg is in the Financial Times.
Yeah, think about that. Last 4 years, Louis Gomez has been described in major media publications as like a political figure. He's been described as like a dangerous political figure. Today, he had a plastic gun in his ass.
Yeah, dude. I'm your future Secretary of Defense under Dave Smith. You better believe it.
Yeah.
That's another thing that happened this year. Dave Smith announced that he might be running for president.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Would you guys vote for Dave?
Sure.
Depends on who else. When Dave is finally running, it's going to be like The Rock and Cookie Monster. We're going to have a fucking other president. Is it Kamala's going to get 3 votes and lose to the space shuttle? The space shuttle's going to get more votes.
Yeah. It's good to see the Legion of Skanks branching out into other things like running the country.
Yes.
I think that's the logical progression for this show, is to have Dave Smith be the president and then have you and Big J have like cabinet positions.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Jay would be
Big J's would be the cookie cabinet.
He'd be like Secretary of State because everybody likes him.
Yeah.
You know? And I think you would be still podcasting.
Oh, yeah, dude. Until I die, baby boy.
Dude, Lewis's job is going to spend the 4 years of the administration trying to figure out how many sides are on the Pentagon.
Yeah. The most amazing thing about America, though, think about this. Here's the most amazing thing about America. No matter what you say about America, and we are at the end of this country, the most amazing thing about America is Lewis Gomez, a guy who should have been a cell phone salesman, has fucking made all of this.
Yeah.
Literally, that's all fucking him. That's fucking crazy.
I agree. It is 100% me.
Yeah. It really is.
No one else has helped.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And I mean this, guys. YouTube being here. Here's the amazing thing, dude, and I really mean this, dude. When we started this shit in 2016, we were like, dude, we gotta get like fucking crazy headliners and the best comedians in the world and blah, 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 blah. And we were just constantly always looking for the best. And now all of my friends have become truly the best fucking comedians in the world. We've grown into it. It's a crazy fucking thing, dude. It's like I look at this, and to sit on the stage with you guys, I mean, it's a fucking honor. Two of the most brilliant comics that I've ever met in my entire life.
I love you, buddy.
I love you guys. This show, I hope we get to do this every year at Skankfest or once in a while, because this is so much fun. Thank you guys for coming out and supporting Bastard Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
right, so watch the take it away. Both on the natural cause, Bon Voyage. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Who tank?